I don't know.
Cody's Stove.
Cody's Stove.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Right on time. Thank you.
You're
somebody else comes.
Well, I thought I heard Malika just a while ago. Right about the time I came on, I heard a voice. It sounded like her.
No, there's only you on.
Okay.
Daniel.
Cody Stove, Daniel.
Cody Stove, Anok.
So we will begin. Please, as we normally do with Rosh Kodesh events, we will start with the connection to certainty. From the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, it's a verse from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitkilu urhimu utkilu utkilu urhimu. L'yachda l'shem yudhei bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah, l'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu penenei aleinu maasei yadeinu penenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Tolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Velayd lach mila bialma divaye barnash vedach yaleya mineyaula naga veyachalana dehakulu ovada di shots in un hueco la exterior. Be alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has revealed the energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we will study a verse from Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Wim tach taiha ta'amod abeheret lo pasata terevet hashtchin ki uti haro hako eid. And the energy from the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And there is one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shatan ta'ata willo yirgaz od willo yosifu l'ne avla le'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. Tonight's class is about Rosh Chodesh Adar, a general month of Adar, the last month of the year. It's a month that has increasing joy. You'll find the handout on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem page. And on mobile devices, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When you open up the unique astrological times landing page, scroll down until you get to the place Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the first link under that title is for the year 5780, our current year. That is our handout for tonight. And we will start reading, and discussing for the comments that were added for the year 5780. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mazel Dagim, meaning the fishes, the new moon of the month of Adar and its sign of Pisces is arriving. It actually arrived Sunday night, approximately 9 o'clock Eastern time. The month of Adar is toasted with us the auspicious saying, when Adar enters, joy increases. May all have a blessed and joyous Chodesh Adar full of good laughter. It is known that the sign of Pisces is the 12th and the last sign of the zodiac. Pisceans are gentle, good listeners, compassionate, sensitive, mystical, artistic, musical, romantic, and sensual people, to list some of their many qualities. They are also known for their mediumship, their psychic abilities. Due to their profound subjectiveness that makes them perceive reality beyond physicality, meaning they don't use logic to understand the other or another, or the situation, or the thing, or whatever it be. Pisceans are the masters of the art of unconditional love. With all that said, the Piscean person has no ego. And so we all talk about all the other signs. All 11 other signs have different aspects of ego. The aspect of the ego for the Piscean is to build the ego, unlike any of the other 11 signs. The sign of Pisces is symbolized by two fishes swimming in opposite directions and united by a string. They can change direction easily without disconnecting one of them or the other. Thus, they ensure balance. It is said that one fish swims against the flow, representing a well-established dose of willpower and charisma necessary to be lucid and fair in leadership. And the other fish swims with the flow, which means a lack of willpower and surrendering the way of others. And that can be good depending on the way the Piscean chooses to flow with. When imbalanced, the Pisceans often go into extremes, slipping into escapisms and mental confusion due to a blurred perception of reality, which in turn leads them to a state of victimization and over-suffering. I am adding, all of these attributes that are described above will be the astrological influence during the month of Adar. The effect will vary depending on your vulnerabilities. Our dear Pisceans should learn with their opposite sign in the axis Virgo how to develop some more objectiveness towards life in a general sense, paying more attention to details that may make a whole difference to theirs and others' lives, remembering that the energy of the month affects everybody in some way. Below is an interesting text by Rabbi Dov Ber Pinson on Kodesh Adar. It's time to start smiling because joy is increasing. Every day, joy will increase, providing you are connected to the Creator. The deepest joy, Adar, is the matrix that gives rise to Purim. Every day of Adar sparkles with the light of Purim. When Adar enters, we increase in joy. Throughout the month of Adar, we have the power to convert cynical laughter into positive and holy laughter, and to convert anxious doubt into positive doubt. Every day, we have the potential to have greater and greater joyfulness and happiness. There are five principal types of joy corresponding to the five times the Torah asks us to rejoice above and beyond the basic mitzvah of being happy and joyous at all times. Four of these types of joy correspond to the four letters of Hashem's holiest name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And the fifth level corresponds to the crown above the Yud. Physical joy is the lowest level. Physical joy corresponds to Shabbat and the final or lower hay of the divine name. The lower hay represents the Sephirah, the divine attribute of Malchut. Malchut is manifestation, it's nobility, it's the kingdom. On Shabbat, we celebrate the completion of creation by resting from certain creative activities. It is a mitzvah to be joyous on Shabbat. The joy of Shabbat is one in which the entire physical self is incorporated. Resting from the day and taking pleasure with food, with drink, with sleeping, and many other aspects of physical pleasure. Physical joy is connected to Malchut. Emotional joy is connected to Zeranpin. Emotional joy corresponds to each Yom Tov, to each holiday, and the Vav of the four-letter name. The Vav, the sixth letter in the alphabet, within the name represents the six basic emotions. The Torah tells us you shall rejoice on your festival, and you shall be only joyous. On Yom Tov, we can feel a heightened sense of God's love for us. For example, on Pesach, when we celebrate his taking us out of Egypt, there is an emotional joy, a joy of feeling loved by the beloved, an emotional joy, a joy of feeling loved and nurtured and cared for. The third level is an intellectual joy, and this is connected to Bina. Intellectual joy corresponds to the holiday of Sukkot and the upper hay. The Torah mentions three times that we should be joyous on Sukkot. These three times allude to the three intellectual traits, Chachma, Bina, and Dat, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. The Torah says we should sit in a sukkah. Lema'an da'at ki besukot. In order that you know that I sat you in the Sukkot. The idea of the holiday of Sukkot is therefore to bring da'at, knowledge, deeper intellect, down into our lives. Sukkot culminates in the celebration of Simchat Torah, the joy of knowing. This is a mindful joy, a joy of being aware of your blessings and the miracle Hashem does for us, for you, the individual, and you as part of the collective. Spiritual joy. This is connected to Chachma. Spiritual or prophetic joy is the nature of Simchat Bet HaShoeva, the night of the intermediate days of Sukkot, called the joy of the water drawing. This corresponds with the Yud of God's name. In temple times, the joy of this event was so overwhelming that the sages of the time declared, one who did not see the joy of Simchat Bet HaShoeva did not see joy in his life. In the Tosafot commentary on Tractate Sukkah, it is written that the word HaShoeva, meaning drawing, bringing up the water, alludes to the fact that the participants drew down prophecy as they danced with joy. On this day, we can tap into Ruach HaKodesh, holy inspiration and prophecy. This is a spiritual form of joy, a joy of expanded and expansive consciousness. The highest form of joy, the essence of joy. Being joy. Paradox, and the joy of being is the joy related to Purim. And it is symbolized by the crown of the Yud. This crown is above and beyond the four letters of God's name, alluding to the essence which is beyond the opposites of divine and mundane, and yet includes them both. The joy of Purim includes all the four types of joy above, but it also transcends them. Thus, joy cannot be limited by definitions or descriptions, even by the description unlimited joy. It is beyond joy. It is joy ad delo yada, until you do not know, beyond what is known as joy. On the other hand, the initial letters of the three words, ad delo yada, spell the word yada, knowing. The joy of Purim also includes every kind of joy. This is why our sages say that in the era of Mashiach, all the holidays will be nullified except Purim. Regarding this statement, one of the foremost deciders of Jewish law in the 20th century, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, issued an interesting ruling. One aspect of Purim will indeed be nullified, the mitzvah of drinking until we transcend knowledge, ad lo delo yada. The phrase is, on Purim, you are to drink until you do not know the difference between blessing and curse. Aren't they opposite? When we haven't elevated our consciousness, they're opposite. When we've elevated our consciousness, blessing and curse are the same thing. The curse is a cleansing so that the joy, the blessing, can be manifested. They're the same thing. And Rabbi Shlomo Auerbach tells us that we will no longer need alcohol to reach that level of expanded consciousness. Continuing to read. The deeper meaning of this ruling is that now, living in exile and hardship, we need to go out of ourselves in order to be absolutely joyous and access the realm of the Keter, the crown, the seed level. However, in a Mashiach reality, we will be absolutely joyous in every situation. And we will naturally embody the realm of divine paradox. Therefore, we will not need to use a drink or any other means of entering transcendent states of consciousness. Adar is the matrix that gives rise to Purim, so much so that every day of Adar sparkles with the light of Purim, so much so that under certain circumstances, the unique mitzvah of Purim, the chanting of the Megillah, can be fulfilled on other days during Adar. Not only on the day of Purim, but each and every day in the month of Adar, we can read the Megillah Esther and rise to greater and greater joyfulness. Purim sparkles with so much light, joy, happiness, so much so that under certain circumstances, the unique mitzvah of Purim, chanting the Megillah, can be fulfilled on other days during Adar. Not only on the day of Purim, may the power of this month bring true and lasting joy to all of us. True and lasting joy. It's not laughter for laughter's sake. It's not laughter that's out of control. True and lasting joy is essentially being joyful. What is the meaning of being joyful? Being joyful pervades every cell in your body. You are just serene with joy. Can you understand that phrase? Serene with joy. Peaceful because you're joyful. If you have never experienced this level of serenity that brings you joy, that is you being joyful, if you've not experienced this, this is the month to experience it. Make that effort each day to draw more and greater joyfulness to yourself. Adar in Hebrew has the meaning of glory and honor. Concealed in the word Adar is the Aleph is replaced or substituted by an Ayin. And then Adar with the Ayin has the meaning of witnessing the Resh, the Rosh, the completion, being a witness to the joy of life, to the joy of accomplishment, to the joy of being with your significant other, your spouse, to the joy of watching your children grow, to the joy of accomplishing some task in your work that makes you feel inherently good. Adar is the month of completion. All of your thoughts, all of your accomplishments, all of your actions during the month of Adar is completion. But it's also a month of being in between, and this is the paradox. How can it be complete and yet being still in the process? Being in between. The month of Adar does not belong to winter, yet it is not yet spring. This is the energy of being in between within the frame of the calendar. This in-between energy is actually central column energy. The month of Adar is beneficial for spiritual people. It is a month which is the birth and death anniversary for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is also the month where Purim and Esther saved the people. All of this relates to the energy of Central Column. We just have to perceive it that way. The attribute is laughter, playfulness. Laughter and playfulness melt what has grown cold and softens what has grown hard. This helps us to remember the joy of our childhood, when there was nothing but joy. When we woke up screaming to get out of the crib, screaming to grab, to walk through the day, screaming in joy. Yes, there were painful times as well. But even when things were painful, our essence was feeling greater joy. The negative side of the attribute of laughter is when we play a joke on someone that hurts them. I once, about 20 years ago, I read a statement that resonated with me. All humor comes from a joke that causes someone to be hurt. This is the essence of humor. You say a joke, you play a joke on someone, you resolve this joke, but when you look into the joke, you'll find that you are saying, I'm more important, I'm better than this other person that the joke is upon. That statement, that teaching has carried with me. There is nothing better than being joyful. But true joy comes not at the expense of another person, but by your accomplishments being appreciated by you. Knowing you did the good job, that is true joy. To paraphrase the Zohar, without joy and playfulness and laughter, there would be no wisdom in the world. The Talmud is filled with jesting and play among its sages. Laughter is actually an exchange of chesed for Givura, and vice versa. There is much to be learned from this truth. How does judgment replace chesed and keep things joyful? Benjamin was the ancient tribal connection, the son of the right hand. It is a true meaningful name given by Jacob to change the name given to him by Rachel as she dies. Jacob felt that Rachel is like his right hand. That is the meaning of his name. The tribe of Benjamin has both attributes from the name Rachel gave and the name Jacob gave. In the book of Judges, the tribe of Benjamin took on attributes and customs of the negative nations around them. Thus, there was a significant battle between them and the 11 other tribes. It was only through this cleansing, which almost wiped out the tribe of Benjamin, that the negative attributes became removed from the nations. That is why Benjamin was included in the southern kingdom. The modern tribal connection is Naphtali. The totem is a wolf. What are the attributes of the wolf? They're very nurturing. Other attributes are loyalty and individuality. The wolf sings to the moon and changes its songs for each phase of the moon. The wolf fluctuates between spending time with the pack and wandering off to be alone. The tribe of Benjamin follows this pattern. Sometimes it is included in the 12 tribes, and other times goes its own way. As the youngest of the children of Israel, very little is known about Benjamin, except everyone dotes on the baby of the family. The tribal stone is the jasper, and this stone has the quality of helping keep you calm and helping you to communicate with others. This stone is also known to strengthen vision and help with digestive problems. And it also helps with a woman during labor. The jasper stone will lower passion and sexual desire, while it helps with blood flow and lowering blood pressure. The tribal herb is cinnamon, which is cinnamon. The name of this herb translates as to acquire much. Cinnamon is one of the 11 components of the incense. It acquires much by absorbing the other components of the incense and adds to them by blending all together. Recently, science has indicated that cinnamon will balance the sugar levels in diabetics. The house of Adar is the house of opposition, as the two fishes are going in the opposite directions. Some see this as the house of enmity, but it's not, because the opposition is part of binding by striking. Learning this is an important part of the joy of Adar. The tribal direction is the west, the location where the sun sets. The essence of Adar is the fish, the dag, the dagim. It's multiple, it's plural. The essence of dag, dalet gimel, is gomel dalim, helping the poor. One of the problems faced by Pisceans and the energy influence on all of us during Adar is an increase in the desire to receive, or the lack thereof. Pisceans are satisfied with what they have, and they are satisfied with who they are. And if and when they do have a desire for something more or for something difficult to obtain, the Pisceans may sometimes lack the spiritual wherewithal to fight for it. This comes from their lack of ego. More than any other sign, Pisceans know that in the end, everything will be fine. They are well aware that everything in this world is an illusion, that everything has already been decided, and that the suffering of the world is only temporary. So why struggle? After all, life is only a game and the dice have already been cast. This passive reactive perception of the world often condemns the Piscean to a complacent life, like a fish in an aquarium, one in which all their needs are met. But Pisceans have not been put on this earth to simply sit back and let things happen. They need to be reminded that their reason for being here is to manifest the light, and that without action, no light can be revealed. In many ways, the Piscean is the last lifetime, because he has been through all of the other signs, all of the other months. He's reduced his ego in all the different ways, and now he has to build it back to bring balance to his life. There are two holidays in the month of Pisces, in the month of Adar. One is the 7th of Adar, which is the birth date of Moses, but it's also the Hilulah of Moses. A Hilulah is not a Yortzeit. A Hilulah is the essence of joy. Yet it's equivalent to a Yortzeit. It's equivalent to a death anniversary. But it's a day of joy, of uplifting, because that soul is being returned to the Father, to Hashem. The other holiday is Purim. And there are 5 mitzvot on Purim. One of the mitzvot is to read the Megillah Esther. And the Megillah Esther is a very funny statement. Megillah means to reveal. Esther means to conceal. The reading of the Megillah Esther is to reveal the concealed. The energy of Purim is Mashiach. The energy of Purim is the certainty that Hashem is good, that everything is what going on in the world is correct. This is the joy of Purim. We are supposed to imbibe, to get drunk, so that we do not know the difference between cursing Hashem and blessing Mordechai. Cursing Mordechai and blessing Haman. There is a mitzvah to have a important feast. But in that feast, you you take 2 items and you share them with another person, but you don't do it directly. You take the 2 items and you hand it to a shliach, an intermediary, and tell him, take this to that person. What you are doing is there is a sharer, there's a receiver, and there's the middle point, the middle person. This is part of the essence of Purim. If you ever experience that type of party, where you are literally exchanging these gifts through the shliach, through the intermediary, you will watch as the energy of the room gets happier and happier and happier. It's an important aspect, it's a halakha, that every man, woman, and child needs to hear the Zohar reading on the Shabbat before Purim. Why? Because the Zohar reading is about destroying Amalek. And Amalek is connected to doubt. God has no doubt. So when we entertain doubt, we separate ourselves from Hashem. Psychic abilities depend on certainty. Certainty depends on removing doubt. This is the month of Adar, where you can connect to certainty and remove all doubt. The mitzvot during Purim, one is to read the scroll twice. One is to give gifts to the poor. Think about where the idea of giving gifts to the poor. You give gifts to your friends, but to a poor person, you give charity, tzedakah, tithing, truma. To give gifts to the poor means that the poor is your friend. And this is the consciousness that we can and need to attain in the month of Adar. We need to have a festive meal, and at this meal we give two gifts of food through the intermediary, as I described. And the fifth is the half shekel upkeep for the temple, but it's really an upkeep for our souls. It's an atonement for our souls for the mistakes that we have made during this past year. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. It's an unusual month in the way we say the Ana Bekoa, as you will see. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Serurah, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, same gematria as the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu paharenu nora. Two freshayans in Tet Nun. These two words spell cross a ton, which means to tear up Satan. What is Satan? It's the negative force that gives us free will. The letters of the month of Adar, we have the Kuf that created the constellation, Dagim, the fishes, and we have the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, the planet of justice. We also connect to the permutation for the month. So I'm going to ask you to please rise. And I'm going to ask you to dance around the room with me as we say, as we sing, the month of Adar's permutation. Hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey. The month of Nisan, yo hey wahe, yo hey wahe, yo hey wahe, man the month of Iyar, yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, are you dancing around, yo hey hey wa, the month of Sivan. Yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey. Are you waving your arms? The month of Sivan. Yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey, yo wah hey hey. The month of Tammuz. Hey wah hey yo. Hey wa hey yo, this is the tetragrammaton in the backwards order. Hey wa hey yo, hey wa hey yo, the month of Av is hey wa yo hey, hey wa yo hey, hey wa yo hey, the month of Elul, hey hey wa yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Then comes Tishrei. Why, hey, yo, hey. Why, hey, yo, hey. Why, hey, yo, hey. Why, hey, yo, hey. Then comes Cheshvan and the flood. The flood of mercy, the flood of the water. Wah hey hey yo, wah hey hey yo, wah hey hey yo. The month of Kislev brings the miracles. Wah yo hey hey, wah yo hey hey, wah yo hey hey. The month of Tevet. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa. The month of Shavat. Hey yo, wa, hey yo, wa, Wahe. Finally comes a Dar. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Dance around and sing your joy to the world. Hey, hey, yo, wah. 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 Nagi bor, dor she yehudcha, kevava shamrim. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. This connects to the Sefirah of Tiferet. The Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which connects to the energy of sustenance, the Zan. And Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing, take it out of your body, heal it, rejuvenate it, cleanse it, and then bring it back to the body as it was meant to be. Barchem tacharem rakamei sitkatcha tamid gamle betev resh tzaditach gimel. This connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, the eternal victory. Tasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata hetkufet tet nunayim. This connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality. Visualize this energy, the light of this name, running from your sexual organ underneath your body and back up your spine, all the way to the spring, to the top of your neck, and then back down. Shavatenu kabel. Ushma utziakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. This sequence connects the first two letters of a gematria of 400, uf and shin. 400 representing the four worlds. The last four letters have a gematria of 506, just like the first verse, connecting to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion, the path to perfection, takes us into injecting positivity, injecting unconditional love in every step of our process. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God chart, because there is a specific meditation within this chart that we will utilize. But first, we need to scan the whole chart, starting with the first row from the right to the left. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. Second row he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala mebe he he reyo he ko me. Third low la awa kala yo la wawa he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Fourth row. Yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Sixth row. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa la re yo a shi la me yo he. Seventh row. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Eighth row. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me cha re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Ninth row da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me. Hey yo yo me wa me. Now meditate specifically on the 21st name. The meaning of this name is to eradicate plagues, and right now we have the plague of the coronavirus. We want to eradicate. So we repeat this name. Nu lacha, nu lacha, nu lacha. Adei ayin resh yud areya. Nu lacha areyo, nu lacha areyo, nu lacha areyo, nu lacha areyo, nu lacha areyo. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. I wish you all Chodesh Tov, a month of pure joy. The essence of who you are, being joyful, playful with Hashem. May the whole month be one of joyful exposure to Hashem. Shalom Gadol to all. Does anyone have any questions? Anyone have any questions? There will be next Tuesday, which is the 7th of Adar, there will be a late night study for the Hilulah of Rabbi of Moshe Rabbeinu. There will be a reading of the Megillah Esther on the night of the 9th of March, the 14th the 14th of Adar, but it's really the 15th because it's at night. And that reading will be in English, not in Hebrew, so that you will understand and be joyful about your understanding. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Shalom Gadol to all.
Kodesh Tov. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom.